What up, y'all? It's your boy Said Lions checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. This video is not going to be a long time, but Trump went to Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, and he stopped by. And if you ever been to even into the airport, Chick-fil-A's, you know, Atlanta airport is just filled with black workers, and I love it. I love it to death. I love flying into Atlanta. So I guess that probably the same way in the city of Atlanta, a lot of black people, which is a great thing. I've been urged to go down there, especially by the CEO of Fanbase, Isaac Hayes. He always talk about, yo, you gotta go to Atlanta. So, but Trump came to Atlanta and he went to a Chick-fil-A, and I guess he was having conversations with the workers there who seemed to be, mostly black women. And I just want to play this video for you guys real quick. And let me play this video for you. Here we go.
Well, we took care of those colleges.
Sure did. Much better than mine did. So I was going to say, this is Clark Atlanta. This is Stoneman. This is Morehouse. This is Morris Brown.
Isn't that great?
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We love you.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here. Let me give you a hug.
Please do.
So there you have it. Trump went to Chick-fil-A, and this I hate to say it, but this is you know, some people will look at this and say, yo, this is pandering. You know what I'm saying? He's going to the chicken spot and going to talk to people. But I'm telling you, I'm telling you, when you have a campaign, you have to have a good amount of like of a spectacle. You got to have certain things and certain times where you go places and it looks like everybody just loves you and everybody's going crazy over you. Biden lacks that. Biden doesn't have any video where he's at places and people just run into it, love him. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, you know, and Trump said something true. He said, we took care of the colleges, and when she was naming the colleges. So, you know, there's more meaningful places and more meaningful things, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, Trump could do on his trail. But going to a Chick-fil-A where regular people are working, regular black folks is working, and, you know, mingling, you know what I'm saying, it comes off as if, like, yo, if these black women feel this way about Trump, then there must be a lot of black women that feel this way about Trump. So you have to have these moments, these down-to-earth, I'm going to say come off as down-to-earth moments in a campaign in order to win. And, you know, and it makes it seem like you're out there, you're vibrant. And Biden doesn't have that, man. I'm sorry. He just doesn't have that. And I think Biden is, his campaign just doesn't look good at all. But I think Trump will win Georgia. Maybe not Atlanta, but Trump will win Georgia. I just thought it was a good video. You know, and this is how you campaign. I think if Biden was younger, he would be more out there. And even though they both are old guys, but it just looked like Biden does not have the strength to be able to just go and just talk to the regular folks. Man. And that's why people like Joe Rogan are saying things like, yo, they're going to pull him because, you know what I'm saying, he's down by 8 points right now. And down by pretty much all of the swing states. So it's like, at what point do you just see him like, yo, he's going to lose and he's not going to be able to turn it around? So I thought this was a good look for Trump. We'll see what happened in the election. But the Democrats might have to pull Joe Biden. But I just don't know if you pull Joe Biden, do you elevate Kamala Harris and then bring somebody in as her VP? Do you bring in Gavin Newsom? People talk about Michelle Obama. Like, what do you do? But I think that unless they can find a way to get these illegal immigrants to vote in a lot of these states, unless they can do that, If they can't do that, I don't think they have a chance. If they can get them to vote, then they're probably going to win. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I just wanted to share that video with you. Trump in Atlanta at Chick-fil-A. All right, peace. Keep God first. More videos coming soon. All right, peace.